Germany's political mainstream likes to dismiss the ascent of the far right in that country, but German Chancellor Angela Merkel may no longer be able to ignore it. The Nationalist Party, which is called Alternative for Germany, is now in second place in voter polls, closing in on Merkel and her party. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from Berlin.
It's been a bad month for Angela Merkel. The chancellor's hard-won coalition that governs here was in danger of collapsing again, this time over public anger on how officials dealt with the domestic intelligence chief and allegations he empathizes with Germany's far right. The fight escalated when the interior minister announced he would move the beleaguered spy chief to a better government job with more pay. That bumble led to a rare public apology from Merkel yesterday. She said her failure to take into account what the public thought about the promotion is something she regrets very much. Her concession bolstered what the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, has been telling German voters all along. Your government doesn't listen to you. Alexander Gauland is a top leader in the party. He gleefully told public broadcaster ARD, if they keep fighting about things that give us higher percentages, they should go ahead and keep doing that. Gauland was referring to recent polls that show AfD continues to benefit the most from Merkel's political missteps and is now German voters' number two choice. That's an astounding feat for what began as a fringe party with the Eurosceptic platform 5.5 years ago. AfD is currently the main opposition party in the German parliament. Many EU leaders, meanwhile, are watching the German political turmoil with trepidation, says Daniela Schwarzer, the director of the German Council on Foreign Relations.
Partners of Germany at this point are most worried about a weak leadership in Germany. So a chancellor who is under pressure domestically and who can't advance as she might want on European affairs, for instance, in solving issues in the Eurozone, in tackling the migration crisis, or moving ahead with European defense cooperation.
There's likely more political trouble ahead for the German chancellor. On October 14th, the powerful state of Bavaria is holding elections. Merkel's conservative allies there are projected to lose their absolute majority in the state legislature to Alternative for Germany. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.